Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. Tonight's the same night, another night that we just want to give God the glory. We want to praise Him, want to adore Him, want to magnify His name. We want to thank Him for everything He has done for us. And one thing I would say today is I've just been praying and asking God to give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And there are several things I'd like to bring to your attention. When we come to the fullness of what God is doing in our lives, it behooves us to come to a better understanding. So before we go to start giving the word, let's have a prayer. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, will you bless us this night? Let all we have in front of us die, that Christ may live in us. I've come to praise you and what you're doing right now. I come to thank you for what you're doing for me right now, for others who are coming and listening. But Father, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. Will you bless my house, my home, my wife, my son, my son-in-law, my daughter, my grandson, on both sides of the family. Most of all, Father, bless the eternal family that's going to be with Jesus. Give us the strength and the knowledge to do what you call us to do. Give us clarity. Give us unction. Give us the Holy Spirit more in abundance that we might do what you have us to do. We just praise you. We love you. We adore you. And we magnify your name. Father, there may be somebody I don't even know right now, but I pray for them, Father, that if they don't come to know Jesus Christ in this last hour, I pray that their minds' understanding will quicken by the move of the Holy Spirit, and that the fivefold ministry will get busy telling somebody about Jesus Christ because he's on his way back. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For those who have cancer in their bodies, we declare the decree that their bodies are healed. Heart attacks, all internal parts of the body, in the name of Jesus. We just declare the decree that the blood of Jesus Christ that he's bowed by his stripes on his back, we all are healed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now give us the opportunity to plow into your word and never look back. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the living God. So I want to just take you to a scripture out of Jeremiah 22. And something I want to talk about. Jeremiah 22:17 says, yet your eyes and your heart are for nothing but covetousness, but shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression. And by see, we got to put it in order. There are a lot of people in this life we live in today, and God is saying through his son in Jeremiah when he spoke. Now, a lot of people, their eyes and hearts, they're so wrong. They're shedding innocent blood and practicing oppression and violence. We live in a world that's full of this. But we want to say, Father, we praise you, we love you, we adore you. But I want you to know also the shedding of innocent blood. When you shed innocent blood, you're coming before God. You have a violation of God. And see, what God is saying, we in the cup, we have to bring the people to understanding. And I ask the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, innocent blood. And they practice oppression. And they're very, very violent. We just said recently in my neighborhood, Homestead in Guadalupe. There was a young man was killed for no reason, but they were shedding innocent blood. No one has the right to shed another person's blood. No one has that right. But it's the enemy. Lucifer comes down in the form of Satan and demons and principalities. And they try everything they can to persuade somebody that they need to go get rid of this person, do this and do that. But when I read in the book of Hebrews, it's according to the law, almost all things are purified with the blood. And with the shedding of blood, there can be no remission of sin. So what we're seeing here, I'm bringing it to a fullness, what God is saying. When we take Hebrews 9 and 22, according to the law, Old Testament, are purified with blood. That was but the shedding of blood, there was no remission. See, there's two words I can put out on the radio tonight. The shedding of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood. The sprinkling of the blood was in the Old Testament because they took the blood of bucks and rams and they were sprinkled. But when the shedding of blood comes, Jesus Christ. And so when I take notice of what God is saying, here I see also in the book of, and I take notice in the book but the blood of bucks, which I spoke about, Hebrews 11:28 says this, by faith he kept the Passover and sprinkled with blood, lest who restore the firstborn should not touch. See, what God took him back, he's taken us back in time. The Passover, they sprinkled the blood in the Old Testament. They took the blood of the lamb, they sprinkled it on the doorpost, a promise of God. And the firstborn of Israel were not destroyed. Praise your Father. But everybody in Egypt passed away because God was keeping his word, his promise. So I took a look at a closer scripture. In 1 Peter 1:2, it says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit and obedience and sprinkling. Here's the difference in sprinkling. Of the blood of Jesus Christ. See, when Jesus' blood was shed and sprinkled on Calvary, my God Almighty, it was so powerful what God did for us. And I will have somebody that knows something to know. If you want to know more about what Jesus Christ has done, you got to get into what the Bible is saying. But I want to, and I try to bring it to the point. See, however, the sprinkling with blood, both the tabernacles and the vessels of the ministry. See, it was put in the Old Testament. See, God wants the ministry that we have right now to be sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ, shedded with the blood of Jesus Christ. Because we now live in a time where we who are the ministry, we got to understand. I want you to know one thing. See, what God has done through Jesus Christ, he's made it so possible for us. He made it so possible. When I read the book and I find out in the book of Ephesians, hey, praise the Lord. Ephesians 4:2 says, for he equipped the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying the body of Christ. He edified by the sprinkling and the shed of the blood. It's the blood. See, the devil can't get by the blood. So the devil going to do everything he can to get by the blood. But the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ will not allow him. But what God is saying, the Bible says, beloved, he says here, by the equipment of the saints for this ministry. There are a lot of people out there got their ministries. It's God has put us as ambassadors. When we get busy and do what God has called us to do, the devil can't do us no harm. But I also want to say something to you with much love. When God equips us, he gives us the Holy Ghost. He gives us the gift to heal, to lay hands on the sick, to call those things to be not as they were. But we need some believers to walk in the same vein of understanding. And so when the word went to the church at Ephesus, Paul loved that church. He said, now listen, guys, he's going to equip you. He's going to equip you with your ministry. Edifying the body. It ain't your ministry. It's the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he wants to operate through us, through me. He says these words. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me and you and us because he counted us faithful to be in this ministry. See, a lot of people, hallelujah, see, to be in the ministry, it's not your ministry, but it's a part of your ministry. You have to project it out. What God is doing in our bodies, he's coming to us to understand. We should thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled us because, now listen, because he has counted us, me, you, faithful by putting us in the midst, because he said, there's a war going on, but I need some fighters. I need some people who can fight the good fight of faith. There are many people today that come to the same point, and I will say many times over and over and over again, Christ has put us in his ministry, enabled us. He's going to bless us. He's going to keep us. And see, when Paul writes to the young men, he says, let no one despise you of your youth, because you're an example to the believer in the word. See, he said in conduct and love and spirit and faith and purity. See, these young people, we need to pray for them more. I once was young, now that I'm old, but I never seen the righteous forsaken or beg for bread, not on my side. But see, God is so good. He says, take heed, young men. He said, they're just too young. But a young man, if you train him by the word of God, see, Timothy had to come under the tutorship of the Apostle Paul. He learned through his, Annika. And when he learned, because his grandmother, he learned so much. When you know, when a woman can begin to teach, when a man can begin to teach the word of God, Lucifer is angry. Satan is full of fire. But God has encased us with his WRD, his word, the blood of Jesus Christ. And when his body, hallelujah, when his body is drained of all the blood at Calvary, all the blood that fell on the earth, everybody that was around there, they said there was dead people, hallelujah, according to the word of God, dead people got up and walked alive, those who were dead, and they said they saw them, Moses, the great prophet, they all got up and walked. But they went to a place, they left this earth, but they was gone to a place called paradise. They didn't go to heaven, they went to paradise. What God has done, because the faithful, and I will say this tonight as we continue in this teaching, I would have you also to understand something else. He made us a promise, hallelujah. He has made us a promise. He says his word, but now he has attained a more excellent, this manifold, the business is more defined. He has watched us. He's given us a more, Jesus, I love you. I love you, Father. But now he has obtained us a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he also the mediator to a better covenant. See what he sent through his son. His son, see, in the Old Testament, there was a law that's only for the Israel and to bring them to a point of understanding. But there were a lot of people who could not understand and don't want to understand, because even Israel, they disobeyed God. They got God sowing at them. The Moses had to go up to the Lord. He said, if you're going to destroy them, take my names off the book of life. Oh, my God. He has some authority. God saw this man. God knew this man. God had found his heart. See, when God wants to use you, he wants to know your heart. So the question besides the shedding and the bleeding of the blood, you in this minute, how does your heart call out to the word of God? Does your understanding call out to the word of God? God is so full of love. He loves us. He won't forsake us. But I want to share something with you. He gave us a better promise. That better promise says, the curse that's brought upon those who hung on the tree, God took it on his body. He took death upon his body. He says, for this purpose he came into this world. For this reason he came into this world, that he might show himself. It was a lay down, the activity of Lucifer. And I say to everybody I come in contact with, Jesus Christ came that he might come down and put the works of the devil down, destroy the word, destroy cancer, destroy heart attack, destroy everything, but to bring it to a point where we can come and reconcile We can be reconciled. We can be promised. We can have an understanding. We can be full of the Holy Ghost. We can see what he's doing in our lives. And what he's doing for us, he's saying, God is my love. God can love all. God is God. And nobody can say anything when he says it. But I say this myself. And so when I began to see for in this ministry, for this ministry, God, for this ministry of the Spirit, not only more glorious. Now, see, but when you see it, the Holy Spirit not be more glorious. No, no, I'm not good. But I want fullness of the Holy Ghost in my life so I can tell the world. And you know what? I'm not afraid. I'm not ashamed to tell the world how much I love Jesus. A lot of people say, you're out of order. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That's a guy that I don't like, and he don't like me. His name is Lucifer. He don't like God. He don't like Jesus. He don't like the Holy Ghost. So he's our enemy. Let's get that point. He does not like us. Everything he can, he wants to put us down. And here's what God says to us continually. He says, here we have. Therefore, my beloved, since we have this ministry, what kind of ministry do you have? As we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. Don't get upset. Don't let the devil challenge you to tell you what you're doing ain't no good. You got a small church. You ain't got no ministry. Let me tell you something. God is looking at that heart. One thing I will say, Lord, I want you to come by and put purpose in my life more. Lord, I want you to give me a position in my life. Lord, I want you to show me more love in your life. But I know God is able. And see, the mind must become the mind of Jesus Christ. But the Bible tells you and I, let this mind that was also in Jesus Christ be in you also. Well, what mind was that? It was the mind of God. Jesus Christ allowed his mind to become saturated. In other words, to be the mind of God. And when I read the scriptures, it says in the book of Hebrews, he said he had to learn obedience. A lot of times of obedience means you got to submit to a lot of things going on. Obedience, you're going to have to suffer. You have to fight the good fight of faith. But God the Father, hallelujah, he's always there for us. He's fighting for us. Why is he doing it? Because he loves us. And I want to let you know, the things that are happening in America right now is because we who know that we know must know we got the good fight, the good faith to fight. I don't want to put nobody down. I want to lift up everybody. But I know the enemy is attacking. He's attacking many churches. And I don't mean buildings, but the body of Christ. But if they stand firm, Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. The abundance of life is come upon what God has given us through his son, Jesus Christ. When the enemy comes into attack, all we got to do is say, the Lord rebuked you. Now I'm telling you what I heard and what I know. But when I've seen what God is doing right now in my life, it caused me to say, yes, Lord. Not my will, but your will. And the more I see what God is doing, here's what God is saying. Hallelujah. Oh, I love him. Don't you love him? Do you love him so much? He says it. Now, don't be offended at anything. They're going to talk about you. They're going to lie on you. We saw you do this. We saw you do that. But they might see you, like a lady said years ago. I went into a store, a liquor store in Jensen, going toward 59. I went into a store. It was a liquor store. Oh, see, we got a record now. He's going there to get some whiskey. I went up by a Coca-Cola. When I came out, I didn't know the people were watching me, but they saw it, and I saw them as I pulled up. So the devil was watching. I had a thirst for a Coca-Cola. Was I going to buy some liquor? No, I wasn't. But see, the enemy is always watching you. That's why you need to put the fullness of the Holy Ghost in your life. Satan doesn't love me or you. He don't care about me. He don't care about you. Now, I know I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. I'm going to finish it. But I want you to know one thing. As we come and we say, Jesus, 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 one thing we can see more than anything else in the world, what God is doing for us, he says to us, for the ministry is not of condemnation. It's for the glory of God. The ministry of righteousness exceeds more in glory. See, the more we get down to the bottom what God is doing, God the Father, hallelujah, Father, he loves us so much, he's bringing us to a point, a reconciliation. And the more he does this, he brings us to a point of reality. And the more you realize that he's the only true and living God, the more you understand that there's nobody but him, the more you say, Father, the blood of Jesus Christ, there's none like him. I want to just say this to you right quick, right quick. Please hear me, what God is saying. God has called us to greater things he has done, but it's all up to you. And I want to say this to you. I want to say this to everybody. What God is doing, amen, amen, what God is doing for all of us, he's saying to us, I want y'all. Do you want him? Oh, my God. The blood. Amen. Amen. And one of the things I want to say tonight is I give you a word of what God is saying. And one thing I will say, I got some notes here. And I want to just come to you tonight and say these words to you. What God is doing tonight. When I see what God is saying, he says, there was a shedding of blood, and there was a sprinkling of the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ was shedded on in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament, the blood was to bring us to a point to understand what God was doing. It was a teacher. God the Father began to teach the people of Israel who he was, what he's going to do. But the more we take that word and we come about the blood, it's mine. I've read a few scriptures. Here's what he showed me. He said, while though the proof of this ministry that glorifies God for the obedience and your confession of the gospel of Christ and for your liberal sharing, we got to be liberal. Some people say, to say all the time, if we can just do it. Well, tonight I want to let you know that we just want to give God the glory, want to praise him. I want to talk about the blood. The blood. See, the B-L-O-O-D, there is something that it says. The blood is something else. What God's blood has done, it washes away everything. But when you see, take the oath, take the blood. For the life is in the blood in the Old Testament. The life is in the blood in the New Testament. The life is in the blood. When there was a beast or an animal, the life was in the blood. The blood has something. It was on God's understanding. But I want to let somebody know the blood is mine. And when I begin to see what God is saying, we're living in a time right now in America where we have to come together saying what God is saying. God has called his people. God has called his saints. Saints of the living God. The blood of Jesus Christ. Here's what he says. He said, I'm going to equip the saints with this ministry for the edifying the body. When God equips us, he gives us the fullness. He gives us power. He gives us understanding. But it's by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the blood of Willie Hunter, but the blood. And somebody say the blood, because you got to understand, blood is sustainer. It's a purification. It is a sanctification. When God uses this, he brings us to a point in our lives to say, yes, Lord, I will do what you asked me to do. See, there are a lot of people right now that are listening and hearing. Don't you think you'll get to heaven if you don't know Jesus Christ? You got to pass by his blood. His blood was shed on Calvary for all of us. When he hung on that cross and died for us, God the Father was standing right there and said, this is my beloved son. This is my beloved son. But when Jesus said, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me? God turned his head. But God did not forsake him. It was a promise, a commitment that the son made. Go to the 22nd chapter of Psalm and you'll find it. That was a commitment. He said, Father, he said, I'll go down and I'll tell him. I'll tell those men who you are. I'll tell them how you love me. I'll show them. I'll walk in their midst and I'll show them your word. He's doing it right now. What is going on today in America? My prayer is, America, come home. Come home, America. Come out of the dark streets of confusion. Come out of the lying streets of poverty. Come on, come out and come unto Jesus. The love of Jesus Christ be abundantly in our lives. What God is saying to the body of Christ, there are many say he ain't got nothing to say, but I want to say what the Bible says. See, what God says to all of us, he says, it says, take notice of this word, oh, praise him. And Christ, I thank Christ on this Facebook. I thank God for our Lord who has enabled us because he counted us faithful, putting us into this ministry. Now, a lot of people say they're in the ministry. Some people, well, you know, they call me because I can sing. Some call me because I can pray. Some call because I got a great mind. Some come because I can say, hey, Lord. But I want to tell you, God has called Shandiho Chikuma Babasa. God has called us into this ministry because he want to use us, not because of popularity, not because of our riches. We want God's riches. He wants to reach us with his understanding, with his knowledge. When you read the book and you see what God is saying, he so loved us. I want to say this to you also. Take heed. Take heed. Remember now, take heed. The enemy of darkness is coming about to deceive you. He wants to despise you. You young people, let me tell you something. God has called you to a great revelation. You are the minister I want to back up today. Am I going to fight with you? Yes. Am I going to fight against you? No. Am I going to put you down? No, I'm going to put you up. I'm not going to try to run your life. But I'm going to say, that's what the Lord says. Now, if you take a close inspection, what God wants to do in your life, God wants to bring you to a point of obedience. When we heard what Jesus said he had to learn obedience. I told a young man that once at the church, but they got all upset at me. They got upset at me. He ain't had to learn. I threw out the scripture and proved it to him. See, when somebody wants to come against you, they don't want you around you. They don't want you near you because they want to fight you. Why they want to fight you? And I want to show you something else, but you got to understand, because we're in it, the blood is mine. And I say it every day, the blood, as Jesus said, this is my body. Take you and drink it. This is my blood that's spewed for you. Drink ye all of it. It was a symbol. But we did this as remembrance in the time we now live in. People don't want to have that no more. Help me somebody out there. See, Satan has said, y'all don't have church on Sundays. You don't have to have no Saturdays, no Fridays, no Thursdays, no Wednesdays, no Tuesdays, no Mondays, no Sundays. No. See, you don't have to go back. Let me take you forward. You don't have to do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You don't have to do that. This, come on my side. I got something I want to show you. See, the devil is a big liar. Messiah and his name, God, Jesus, shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Love, but His blood. And I want somebody to know this much. I want you to know this much. What Jesus is doing, because let me tell you, when they told me I had cancer, I kept praying. I said, God, I know this blood, this cancer is not mine. It's the enemy's. The devil said it. When I began to take the WRD and put it into my life and pray it and quote it back to God, and the next thing on the when the doctors, a year ago, the doctors brought me in and checked me and said, well, we done found here's the blood. I mean, the cancer right here. And I told that doctor, that's not my cancer. It came from the devil. Well, somebody said, why aren't you telling everybody? Some places will receive what I'm saying. Some places won't receive what I'm saying. Because I want to tell you something. The body that we live in, it's always going to be shackled and it's going to be pain. Let me tell you something. At 70 years old, there's pain in my body. But you know what? I take that pain. I remember what Jesus said. The stripes that Jesus Christ bore on his back, the blood that was shed, it was for me. His blood is mine. It's something else I want to share with you. I want to say to all of us, be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions and do the work of an evangelist. See, a lot of people are saying, well, I just want to do this and want to do that. Let me tell you something. As I say, when I first had a church out on South Post, so when I fought that fight, when I was young and didn't know, didn't have anybody to stand with me when I got everything went bad. But I want to say this to you. I forgave you. Why? So I can move on forward. And I'm going to tell you, there's some things you got to forgive it and forget it. But I do that as a teacher, a teaching tool. But I want to say this here. As an evangelist, stir up in your own household. Tell your sister. Tell your daughter. Tell your neighbor. Tell everybody. If you don't know Jesus, you're not going to heaven. What you mean by that? You're going to go to hell. Well, I want to just be honest with you. And when the Apostle Paul says, hey, he says this young man, he had two people in his life, Luke and Mark. He said, bring them with me. I need them. See, what God wants to do, for he's useful. See, a lot of people in different churches, they don't want nobody in the church right now. They don't want nobody that's going to help them. They don't want nobody got the gift of the Holy Spirit. Or they pray in tongues too much. Or they get to shouting too much. Or they get all upset too much. But let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, God Almighty, praise the living God. The Holy Spirit is so important. Jesus said these words. He said, listen, beloved. He said, I want you to go back down to Jerusalem and wait until you are endued with power. Now, we don't want to talk about being endued with power. We don't read the book of Acts 2:38. We don't want to go and read the entire book of Acts. Well, you know, God's got it. Show to me God's got it. God does not have it. He gave it to his son, Jesus Christ. He said in Hebrews chapter 1, he said, God who in past time has spoken more excellence, he spoke to the prophets, he spoke to the kings, he spoke to the seer. He said, now I speak to you more excellence, hallelujah, through my son, Jesus Christ. And the Bible took everything he had and put it on his feet. Everything. Even God took his name and put it on the name of Jesus Christ. So there are a lot of folks that hear me and know me. Some might not want to know me. Some might want to know. But I want to tell you what the Lord is telling me. Well, God is so glorious. And if you've never seen him, one thing a person I always say, a person said to me, can you see God? And so I said, well, yes, you can. But let me show this to you. Jesus said, no man or woman can come to see the Father except they do what? Come by him. I'm going to let that soak in out there in the radio land.
See, there's a lot of people that believe God said, God's got this. Stop lying on God. Stop telling a lie on God. God has, now he speaks to the fivefold ministry. He speaks to those who are out there. He does, yeah. If the pastor does not receive the gift, you need to just ask God, Lord, tell me where I need to go. Because the pastor is supposed to be the overseer of the whole flock. He got the prophets. They're supposed to come in and give the word, edify the church. The apostles come through shaking them, moving forward, and bringing it. And the one I love most of all, the evangelists. Evangelists come in. He began to just get in there and tear up everything. Say, wait a minute. There's sin over here. There's lying over here. There's thievery over here. There's this over there. There's that over there. He said, let's get rid of it. Let's get rid of it. We live in America right now. We live under the Ten Commandments. Well, according to what you say, but Jesus said under the ten live the two. So we live under the Ten Commandments. He says only two commandments. Number one, love God, as you said, with all your heart. And when you love God with all your heart, God is going to do something for you. Let me share something with somebody as we move forward. And I want this, the people to know. I want you to know what God is saying. Thank you, Bible. Thank you, Bible. You temple, thank you. Thank you, Miss Sandra. Thank you, Miss Seymour. Thank you, Gracie Lewis. I want y'all to know I love y'all. I want you to know what God is doing. Here sits a man. Here sit women on the radio. Stay with me. What God is doing, God is saying, when we come together on the day of Pentecost, there was 16 different tongues being spoken, but God began to bring them together. He brought them together, and they spoke one language. And the Bible said there was fire on the head, and they began to speak with unknown tongues. Hallelujah, somebody. They began to speak in laudable languages. Well, you know, some people know somebody. I mean, they're different than I just say. See, God gets the glory. See, let me show you something. In this ministry of, see, there's a ministry of condemnation. Hallelujah. The ministry of righteousness. So we have to, I've come into the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And the more we come to the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the more we see Jesus Christ, the more we love Jesus Christ, the more we obey him, the more we do what he's called us to do, what God is doing for us. Here's something I want to say. Now, we all things are of God. Don't let nobody fool you. It ain't of your past. It ain't of me. But all things of God. He has reconciled us to himself. He's bringing us to himself because I love you. I came to give you a good life. When you go and read the Bible, you go to Deuteronomy 18 chapter. It says, God says, I, God, have made you wealthy. Well, people say, you don't need no money. What you talking about? Money makes things happen. Money makes things happen. Everybody needs some money. Anybody out there need money, I'm going to wave at you. If you need some money, I know we do. Money moves things. But money is not to be cherished. Money is to be used to the edification, to the glory, and to bring his promise into the earth room. A lot of folks say, well, we got a new church you got to build. You ain't first praising God in that place you're living right now. I find more in the neighborhood where I live out here on Homestead. I find more churches around in a 5-mile radius. They're not on the same course. And I said, top brothers, can we help each other? Some said, well, that's not my call. Well, Jesus said, go ye therefore, and whatever the work it is, there's a high. He had them at the first hour, at the 12 o'clock, and that evening, he said, I will pay the same thing. So when we get into the ministry, we have to obey God and do what God has said to us. See, on a Wednesday night, some folks, I've had some people say, look, what God is doing for us, he has blessed us. He's brought us to a place. Since we have this ministry, we have received mercy, and we do not lose heart. I don't care what nobody say about you. I don't care what nobody say to you. The Bible says in the Word of God, we have this ministry. we have received mercy, 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 Father, have mercy upon me. When you go and read about in the Old Testament, what the apostle, I mean, in the book of Psalms, in Psalms chapter 1, we study that and we see what it's saying. We go to the second chapter of Psalms. He said, God say, this day, not tomorrow, this day, what day was that? The day God spoke it. He said, this day have I begotten my beloved son. He is my beloved son. And so when you're going to read the B-I-B-L-E and ask God to give you more wisdom, more understanding, he'll do it. It's up to you. The blood is mine. The blood is mine. It's yours. The blood is yours. The blood is yours. It will wash you. It will purify you. It will sanctify you on a daily, moment-by-moment basis. Now, in my hometown, Bryan, Texas, I believe when I first met the Lord Jesus Christ on McElroy Street, when I first met him at 9 years old, something made a great change in my life. Well, what was that? It was the Holy Spirit. Well, I'm going to tell you one other thing I want to say to you. What God is saying, good God Almighty, I love you, Father. Whew, he's so good. What I want to say, this right quick. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. See, what God is saying, he's saying this here. He's enabled us. He's found us faithful. He found us faithful. Why has he found us faithful? Because he loves us. Faithful. Are we full of faith? Can we believe in faith? Faith is a subtle thing so far never this not seen. But you know what? To please God, you gotta have faith. You got to have faith. You got to believe what God is saying. And I wanna say to Sister Lewis, Sister Ona, Sister Sandra, the Bible Temple, all out there listen, what God is saying to us, take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you might fulfill it. It's not my ministry, it's not your ministry, but I want to encourage you. Even no more going to the jailhouse praying for somebody. No more standing on the corner passing out tracts. That's a ministry. You think God is not jealous? He's in love with what you're doing. At least we're stirring the devil up. See, the enemy don't care nothing about you. You want to come into your house, you want to rob, steal, and kill, and destroy. That's what the Bible's saying. But we who know that we know, who know that we know what God has done for us and done through us, God is bringing us to a point. Let me show something, beloved. The long prayer, the short prayer, Jesus had a short prayer. He said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. He talks about the Israelites. And let me share something with you. What God is doing right now, there's anointing going on this line right now. And I believe somebody is being touched by it right now. Somebody in your home. Somebody on your jaw. Somebody is being touched right now. God is flawless. God is flawless. He so loved us that he gave all, not some. The blood is mine. Someone said, I know the blood is mine. I know the blood was mine. Oh, me. One day when I was lost, the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, somebody. And one thing I want to do is close with you. He said these words. He says, a more excellent minister. I told you about you got to endure. You got to put on the whole armor of God. And I want to give you a few more things. Here's therefore, we have this minister. Don't you lose faith regardless of what nobody says. Let me tell you something. When we come together as workers to please him, we have received the grace in God. Not in vain. See, but God has made it so possible on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. God has made it so we who are the body of Christ can reach out and touch someone. And I want to let you know this. I love you so much. And I got two or three more things I want to share with you. And I want to, and then I'm going to let you say this to you. Oh, God, you're so good. When God so loved, He gave all. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, tonight we just come before you, lifting up our hands before you and praising you and loving you and adoring you. Somebody right now, Father, needs some hand that we can reach down and touch somebody. Somebody right now needs a healing. I speak healing. I prophesy healing upon a person body with a kidney right now. They're going through an issue. I prophesy and I say the anointing belongs to that person. God shall heal that person. Even that person with a bad heart, that heart, God is, let that anointing flow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, these airways. Somebody right now, in the three levels of that flesh, the stomach is being healed right now. Somebody said they got problems in their back. God, right now, the word, and I give you what the word says, Father. You said, show me your way, Father. Show me your path that I might follow you. Show me, Father. Show me, Father. I'm praying for some sisters and brothers right now. Father, I just love them. I praise you for them. I know we're in the same team together. We're fighting good fight. The blood of Jesus Christ. He sprinkled his blood in the Old Testament. He shed in the New Testament. But he came because his blood is what God magnified. And when you go, you see it. Hallelujah. In Revelation, he took his blood. And, oh, thank you, Father. He took his blood to heaven with him and the Holy Ghost on the ark of the covenant and put his blood there for eternity. And when the enemy came and said, ain't no blood, he said, here's the blood. Here is the blood. Hallelujah. And then, Father, I just want to say thank you. I pray for America. I pray for the president. I pray for the senator. I pray for the Supreme Court. I pray for the governor. I pray for the mayors. I pray for all those folks. Let them come under the understanding that they must come to know Jesus Christ. Let us who have that menace in the word that we have a free hand to do what God is going to do. And then, Father, on this night, on the second day of August, 2017, we just bless you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. You've been so good to us. From the rising to the setting of the sun, somebody this morning got a blessing. And I believe the blessing belongs to us who believe. The enemy have no right. The enemy have nothing but Lucifer. His name is. He's called, that's his name, because he fell. Jesus, you're so good. You fought that fight for us. You went down and you conquered death. And you said, oh, death, where is your? Oh, grave, where is your? There was no victory. Jesus said, I got it in my right hand. Praise you, Father. To lead the body, to be absent from the body, is to be present with the Lord. Thank you, Father, for everything. And then, Father, most of all, I want to thank you. In the time we now live, we pray for Israel. We pray for Israel right now, Father. We ask that the angel on assignment be on this radio station, be with somebody on Facebook, be with everybody listening right now, Father. And Father, some I may never meet, but I can meet you on face to face right now. And I want to thank you, Father, this night, for everything you have done for all of us. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, somebody. I'm finished. I love you. Until the next time, may God bless you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. God is so good. His mercy. Ah, Jesus.